Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chaf Hei, and we are on the third to last daf here in Maseches Chagiga. We are on Chav Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in the Perek had discussed the relationship between Kodesh and Truma, and we had the 11 differences between how Chazal viewed and told us to behave with Kachim as compared to Truma. So now we have a little bit opposite. This Mishnah tells us that there are even some Chumras that apply to Truma that do not apply to Kachim. Because of the severity of Kachim, that itself, as we will see, will lead to certain types of leniencies in terms of behavior that we are must be involved in. So says the Mishnah, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Chomer B'Truma, a stringency that Truma has over Kachim. Shebi Yehuda ne'emanim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yemos hashana. That in Yehuda, one is believed, if one is talking to an Am Haaretz regarding Kachim, one's always allowed to believe them. One is believed regarding Kachim, if an Am Haaretz says that this is Tahar for Kachim. Ne'emanim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yemos hashana. One is Naaman the entire year. Why does the Dafka say Yehuda? The Gemara will talk about it. But the Mishnah says that regarding wine or oil for Kachim, because those are the items that obviously will be used for karbanos, the wine and the oil. So an Am Haaretz is Naaman. Ubishas Hagidos Vahabadim Af Ala Truma. And at the time of the pressing, the time of the wine pressing and the olive pressing, then even for Truma, the Am Haaretz would be believed. But Kachim, one has the whole year that one could believe the Am Haaretz. One who is not as careful with Shviras and Mitzvos as the Chaver, while Truma can be trusted at least during the times of the wine press. Why are we allowed to trust in Am Haaretz? Usually an Am Haaretz is not Naaman in various areas of Halacha. So two ideas. One we already had earlier on Daf Chav Beis. We had the issue of Eva. Eva, that the Gemara explained that if we don't accept Kachim from them, it's just going to create animosity. It's going to create a difficult situation that they're going to try to bring karbanos. They're going to have nobody to take their karbanos, and it's going to be difficult. That is the Gemara on the earlier that we had on Daf Chav Beis. We mentioned that Truma does not have this issue of Eva because they'll find another Kohen to give it to. But by Kachim, assuming all the Kohanim are Chaverim, they wouldn't have anybody to give it to, and therefore it would create Eva. There is, though, another idea here mentioned by Tosfos, mentioned by the Rambam. Look at the bottom. Tosfos says, three lines from the bottom, She'emas Kodesh Alav. And Am Haaretz is in awe and fearful of Kachim also. They're scared. They don't want to mess around when it comes to Kachim. And therefore, we could assume that they are telling the truth if they say that something is Tahar for Kachim. The Rambam also, right here, mentions Emas Kachim Aleha in the Pirush of Mishnayos. We have a similar idea quoted in a Mishnah in Maseches Demai. Demai there, third Masechta in Shas. The Mishnah there talks about buying Trumas and Maisros, or buying grain that you're not sure if Truma's Maisros were taken off from. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach Peiros be Mishenu Neman ala Maisros. If I buy fruit from someone who I'm not sure if Truma's Maisros were taken off from, Vishachach lo Asran, and then I forgot to take off my own Truma's Maisros. And now if it's Tuesday, then fine, take it off just Lachumra, Misafek. What if it's Shabbos? So this is the Rabbanan. I'm not allowed to be Misakein my Kriya. I'm not allowed to take off Truma's Maisros on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Shoel lo b'Shabbos v'ochel al piv. Could go over to him on Shabbos and ask him, did you take off Trumas and Maisros? And he could tell you. If you ask him during the week, you can't believe him. But if you ask him on Shabbos, then he's believed. Why? Says the Rambam there in the Pirush of Mishnayos, Amru b'Talmud Yerushalmi, there's no Bavli on Tamai, b'Tam eyoso namad b'Shabbos, emas Shabbos alav. He has the awe, he's not going to lie on Shabbos. Not going to lie on Shabbos. During the week, maybe, but not on Shabbos. Klomar, Sha'amei Haaretz chamura be'ineyem ha'aveira b'Shabbos machmas chumras hayom v'lachein lo nachu she'yishaker. Amazing. The Amei Haaretz of the days of the Gemara, they knew about Shabbos. They felt Shabbos. They wouldn't lie on Shabbos. No, halavai, at least we should learn that from the Amei Haaretz, from the times of the Gemara. The Sharam Tziyana Balacha here connects Shabbos is also called Kodesh. It's also called the Kodesh. Kodesh Yilachem. So Dafka Kachim and Shabbos has this unique element in the eyes of the Am Haaretz, and it should have that element with us too. At that element, we should realize Shabbos is something unique and be extra careful on Shabbos in terms of our behavior.
That's regarding
Hafrasha,
right?
That's regarding Hafrasha. It's regarding
Haaretz.
This is Tumat Tahara, but that's Hafrasha on Shabbos. And if it's Sunday, you're not, he's not believed. And Achinami, right, that's about Hafrasha. This is about Tumat Tahara. Yes. There are differences, but Emas Kodesh. I'm not sure if that's Dafka limited to Maisras. I'm not sure if that would be limited to Maisras or even Truma. Right. V'shachach liyab la'asran. Trumas Maiser is in the Maiser also. Right, that's the Beit Tamai. That's what we have to be worried about. Okay. So that is the discussion. What is the reason? Is it Mishum Eva or is it Mishum Emas HaKodesh love? So that's the first part of the Mishnah. So again, Truma, we do not believe him. So in a sense, it is a Chumra of Truma. That's why it's formulated like this. Ultimately, it's because Kachem is more Chamor, as we had in the first Mishnah, but in terms of the Ne'emanus, it is different. Rashi here notes that when the Mishnah says in the second line that Bishas Agitos, at the time of the pressing, that we believe him about Truma also, and in the first part of the Mishnah, that we believe him the whole year, this is only if they were Makdish, let's say by Kachim, it's only if they were Makdish the wine and the oil before they started pressing it. Because if they pressed it, and then all of a sudden a week later they're like, you know what, I want to give this to the Beis HaMikdash. So fine, Emas HaKodesh Aleihem, but what about the first week? It wasn't Hektish yet. So maybe it became Tame then. So Rashi says, Imikdishu l'mizbeach b'shas agitos v'abadim. Ne'emana mashmi rasam, kol yamos hashona. They had to be Makdish it early. Tosfos also quotes this in the first day. Tosfos, that same Tosfos we just read, quotes from Rebbe Elchanan. D'cheni tachein lefaresh, after he quotes Rashi, he says, that's what you have to say. D'i belo hekdesho b'shas habatzir, if you didn't do it so early, havi lechulin v'nitva b'tumas hamaretz. It already became tame. V'chi kodesh alav mishum da'akdeshe pakali tuma mine. Will it be removed? Once it becomes, now emas kodesh, but it already became tame. Remember, there's no way to be matar food. The only food, if food becomes tame, the only item that can become tar again is water. Other than that, if one of my foods becomes tame, it's tame forever. There's no way to make it not tame. So, says Tosfos, it has to be that it was done early. Tosfos then has a second daya arguing, and Tosfos says, no, maybe not. Tosfos has a second daya that says, Emas Kodesh Alav, Umeikara Hayanizel Shomer Batara. He would have never been Makdish something if it already would have been tame. And maybe the roots of his decision would have already been in his mind even before he does it, and he wouldn't have taken this item if it wouldn't have been something that was already on his mind. Okay, two dayas, but Rashi Tosa seems to like the first daya, like Rashi says, that it was done early. Good, so the first line of the Mishnah spoke about the Ne'emanus, the whole year, versus Shas Hagitos. Avru Hagitos Vahabadim. So what happens if it's after the time of the pressing? After the Heviulo Chavish Shal Yayin Shal Truma, and the Amaretz comes and says to the Chaver, here I have a barrel of Truma wine for you, so it's after the time. So you're not allowed to believe him. So, lo yikablena mimenu, best not to accept it. I would love to take him. You know what? You could either say there's another Kohen down the street that might want it, you know, I have enough. Or you could say, ava menicha legat haba. No, wait till the next pressing season. I'll take it from, you know what, I'm full right now. Maybe next pressing season you could bring it over. So that's what you should do. You should not take it, the Kohen, and leave it by the Amma Aretz. V'im amar lo hifrashti l'socha revias kodesh. But if he says, by the way, in this truma I mixed in some kodesh wine as well, so then Neman, then you can believe him again. Because of emas kodesh works even for a ta'aroves. Even if there's just a mixture of kodesh in here, you're still allowed to believe him in that case. By the way, the Meiri says, if you want to leave it to the shana haba, to the gat haba'a, then even if you recognize that it's the same exact barrel that came in front of you now, and now it's 4 months later and you have the next pressing season, you're still allowed to take it. That's the halacha. Even if you know it's the same, still you're allowed to believe them at this time of year. One other ha'ara on the language of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that if they brought it in front of you after the time, it's ve'hevi'u lo, not ve'hevi. Ve'hevi'u lo, plural, Lashon Rabbim. Says that the Pharisees of Israel, even if 10 of them come at once and say, they all testify. It's all tahar. Still, that is not acceptable. You're not allowed to believe him in that case. even if it is afilu hayu hamevi'in rabim v'hameidin aleha shetahorehi afilu achi einemanim dekalachashid v'chulu. Right, even if it's plural, right? A couple of zeros don't equal one, right? In terms of ne'emanus. Therefore, even if it's plural, one is not allowed to take it. Good. Last line of the Mishnah: kadei yayin v'kadei shemen hamidumaos. Jars of wine and shemen that are midumaos. What are midumaos? So usually, miduma means truma and chulin that are mixed together. And there's not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma. That's miduma. If there's enough to be mevatel, then that's chulin. But, and I just have to, Yisrael's allowed to eat it, and then he just could pay the kohen the amount of truma that was mevutal. But meduma is where there's not enough, so Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. Here, meduma means a little different, as we'll see in the Gemara. Here, meduma means there is a barrel of tevel. Tevel. I didn't take off trumas and maestros yet. I didn't take anything off yet. It's tevel. But in here is truma, and I also know that I'm going to be makdish some of this wine. That's what medumi means in this context, as we'll see in the Gemara. It's a case where the Am Haaretz has a barrel of tevel. You know he's going to be mafresh. You know, you have to be mafresh, truma. But he has already told us and decided he's going to take off some kodesh. So does that reach the level of emas hakodesh alav? It's not kodesh yet, but it's going to be kodesh. So there we knock it down one level. We can't believe him for the whole year. It's not kodesh yet. It's not the same level of emas hakodesh. But ne'emanim aleihem b'shas hakidos v'abadim. So there, the kachem does not believe the whole year, but at least at the time of the wine pressing, you're allowed to believe him. V'kodem l'gito shivim yom. And for 70 days before that, because that's when they start getting ready, for almost 2 months before the pressing season, they start being matar their kalim. And therefore, you're allowed to believe him then. Tosis points out this difference between this Emas HaKodesh not being full and the previous case. Where's Tosis? On the next Amud. Turn the page for a minute. Chaf Heim Abay is on the bottom. Bottom Tosis. That's what Tosis says. Why don't you believe him always in this case? So Tosis says, in the middle of Tosis, B'mitaher Tema. The Imkain, Amai Nakat Shivim Yom Kodem. Afilu B'shayimos HaShananami. If, as the Gemara explained, he's going to take off kachim from this, that even before 70 days, Tatnan, because the first part of the Mishnah said, if there's any kodesh in there, it's Naaman, right? Even if there's Truman there too. Bottom of the line, Vitirish Rebel Chanan was one of the common Bali Tosfos in this Masechta. He's not quoted so commonly in other Masechtas, but in this Masechta he's quoted a number of times. Rebel Chanan. Dahacha Mayrisha Yichdu Linesachim Kishe Yitztarech Mimenu. This isn't kachem yet. It's a case of you miyachid it. You designated it for nesachim, for wine libations, when you need it. That's when you decided. Aval hasa mayri b'shekvar hikdishu lakach. If you already makdish it, so then you can believe him the whole year. That's emas kodesh alav always. But if you're just planning, doesn't have that halacha yet. Right? It's nesachim that you're going to bring, but you're not bringing it yet. And therefore, one is not allowed to rely on the Am Haaretz the whole year, only during the times of the Gat and the Bad, or before that for 70 days. So this is a little bit about medumet, but again, this is not a normal medumet. There is another example of not a normal medumet, which maybe we'll mention now because it's in Yonah Diyoma as well. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachas at Baba Basra that there is a machlokas tanoim, an amazing machlokas, and each shita is more mechudish than the next shita. Right? Usually we have a machlokas, and one of the shitas is more pashit, and one of the shitas is more mechudash. But here we have a machlokas, each shita is mechudash. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? So one shita says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them. He wrote them. It says he died. How did he write them? Moshe Eved Hashem. How did Moshe write that? So says the Gemara, he wrote it bidema. He wrote it bidema when he was crying, pashtus. And the other sheet says, no, Moshe couldn't have written it. It's a sheker. It didn't happen yet. It doesn't say Moshe will die. It says Moshe died. So Moshe died. Moshe couldn't have written that. So Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Machlokas, Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the whole Torah. Yeshua ben Nun wrote part of it. So each sheet has tremendous chidushim. So that's the machlokas. But the question that is asked on the sheet, the first sheetah, the second shita, it's Reb Shimon, Reb Nechemya, right? This is Reb Yehuda, asked the second shita, the first shita, how can Moshe have written it? It's a lie. It's a sheker. Rashi just says he wrote it in tears. So what does that mean? So some achronim, says the Marsha writes, oh, he didn't use ink. He used tears. So it wasn't Ksav Shel Kayama. It wasn't permanent ink. So that's why he was able to write it. The question is, you're not allowed to lie even temporarily either. So what? It's not permanent. You're still not allowed to lie. So what does it mean he wrote a bedema? So there's an unbelievable Vilna Gaon. The Gra in Kol Aliyo quoted by the Talmidim, and that is, the Gra says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. They're both right. What do you mean they're both right? Who wrote it? Moshe wrote it or Yeshua wrote it? He says, the Ramban in the Kakdama to the Torah. The Ramban writes in his Kakdama that Kol HaTorah Kula spells out Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Kabbalistic idea that if you put all the letters of the Torah together, from the base to the Lamed, all the letters of the Torah, on a deeper Kabbalistic level, it spells out the name of Hashem. It spells out Shem Hashem. We just don't understand it like that. We understand it as Bereishis, Bara, Elokim, Es, Hashemayim, and this happened. But the Torah existed before the world was created. And therefore the Torah has a lot of depth to it that we don't even understand. So, suggests the Gra, when Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, he gave Moshe the Torah up until the last eight psukim of the Torah, decoded, already in the form that we have it. It did not spell out Shem Hashem. We have it as we understand it. The last eight psukim of the Torah, he gave to Moshe. How could you have a Torah that Moshe didn't get the whole Torah? He gave it to Moshe, but he gave it to Moshe in its pristine, original Shem Hashem state. So Moshe, it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Didn't say that yet. Because all the letters were together. After Moshe died, Yeshua, with his Ruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua then decoded it and wrote it as the Psukim that, like we have it, Vayam Hashem Moshe. So they both had it. Moshe got it, and Yeshua had it. But Moshe got it in its Psula state, while the Yeshua ben Nun decoded it. What does it have to do with us? So he says, that's what it means, Bedema. Moshe wrote it Bedema, Dema from the word Meduma, from the word mixed up. From the word, the medum is truma vechul and mu'uravin zebazeh. That's another lesson. That's dema. It doesn't mean tears. It means mixed up. Moshe got it in its mixed up, pristine state. Mixed up for us, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's another idea, example, where meduma means something that it doesn't usually, I mean, it always means mixed up. But usually it's truma and chulin. Here it means truma and chulin and potential kodesh. And there it means, in its in the gra way, it means meduma mixed up in terms of not being in the way that we understand it. Okay, we continue. So that's the Mishnah in terms of ne'emanus. Says the first part of the Mishnah, we believe him in Yehuda. Only in Yehuda, the middle area of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda in Ubagalilo, my time up. Right? Why do we only believe in Amma Aretz, who talks about Kachim in Yehuda, and not in Galil, not up north? Amma Reish Lakish, Mibnei Sheritzua Shal Kusim Mafsekes Beinehem. Because there is a stretch of land separating between Galil and Yehuda that the Kusim live in. Remember, the Kusim were the nation that was put in, Sefer Malachim, put into Eretz Yisrael, and they were not really too interested in being Jewish until a bunch of lions came and scared them, and then they became Jewish. Geirei Arayos. And there is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether that motivation ended up making them real Jews. Geirei Emesheim or not. Either way, according to everyone, eventually they gave up on Judaism, they started worshipping Avodah Zarah, and Chazal goes there that all Kusim have the status of being not Jewish. And there is a halacha, a gzeira, we know from elsewhere, that Chazal goes there tumah on Eretz Ha'amim, on Chutz La'aretz. There's a tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. So, says Reish Lakish, they were also gozer tumah of Eretz Ha'amim where the Kusim lived. And there was a stretch of land between the Galil and Yehuda, based on English, was in Yehuda, right? The border of Yehuda and Binyamin. But it was in the area called Yehuda. So in order to get from Galil to Yehuda, you had to become Tameh. Because you had to go through this, Midrabanah, you had to go through this stretch of land. So that's why they wouldn't be believed. Because what do you mean they're going to be believed? They obviously brought it from Galil. If you brought it from Galil, then it became Tameh through the stretch of land. That's why the Mishnah says that only when it comes to Yehuda do you believe, and not when it comes to Galil. Ask the Yerushalmi, simple question. The Yerushalmi says, right here, but there's a Mishnah in Menachos that discusses, where did they bring the oil from? Where was the best oil? Where was the best oil? Tekoa! Tekoa Alfa L'Shemen. The Mishnah says, Tekoa Alfa L'Shemen. Abishalomer Shniela Regev. What's the second best place? Tekoa, that might be in Yehuda. But where's the second best place to bring oil from? The Mishnah says in Menachos, from Eiver HaYarden. You also got to get through Tuma to bring that oil. Right? So what do you mean? Oh, you're worried about the Amei Aretz believing. The Mishnah says where they used to get oil from. Says the Yerushalmi, they must have brought the oil not as oil. They brought it as olives, not pressed, and before they were Mekabel Tuma. That's what it must have been. Tipater. B'mevi gargarim v'kocham shum. Right? You crush them once you got to the base of Migdash. Because you have this problem of bringing it from Eiver HaYarden and from Galil. So, Ritzua shel kusim mafsekes b'neihem. Ask Tosfos also. Similar question. Again, Rebbe Elchanan. He's all over the place today. Rebbe Elchanan in Tosfos says, how'd they bring the Eifer Paraduma to Galil? Right? It sounds like where they made the avoda of the Paraduma was done on Har HaZeisim. So the pasuk describes Harazesim the Kohen looking towards his west, right? He's on the east, looking towards his west, and he creates the Eifer of the Paraduma. But Tosfos is assuming definitely that you're allowed to then, if people need it, bring different parts of the ashes to people to be able to be mazeh on them. So how could you bring it? It's going to become tameh. Ask Tosfos, hey chayim evi an Eifer para legalil. Yefshar lasos elab Yerushalayim. V'yibkem nitma b'havas derech eretz ha'amim. Says Tosfos, maybe there was a tiny little path to get through the shvil of the kusim. That you could carry a little bottle of ashes, you know, on that path. You can't carry the huge barrels of oil and wine that you're bringing to give to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Tosfos says. V'shema de b'shvil katan ika, shvil katan ika lahavi derach sham. Aval havi yayin v'shemen l'nesachim v'ay shvil gadol. Right, that is why it would be impossible. Then Tosfos says, Sarachi and Hech Olin L'Regel. How would they do Olin L'Regel? They all became Tamei on the way. So Tosfos says, unbelievable. It must be they went a week before, so they would have time to have Azosh Shlishi V'Shvi. Right? That's Tosfos' suggestion. If you look in the note here, in the Rabbi Tzal Ranshberg on Tosfos, it says maybe they came with these types of oxen which have doors on them, like the Mishnah describes in Parah, that they would be mafsik from becoming Tamei. Other Achronim say on Tosfos, no, Tosfos' second question is not a problem. The Tumah Eretz Ha'amim, that makes you Tamei for 7 days and you need Hazah of Shlishi and Shvi? So Tumah Durabanan. You used to use the ashes of the Eifer of the Paraduma to be Batar yourself from Durabanan Tumah? Maybe not. Maybe there was a gzera d'rabbanan to make you tamei, but who says it's for 7 days? And even if it is for 7 days, who says you need shlishi v'shvi? So, different answers to that second question that Tosfos asks. Either way, this was the first line. So again, why does the Mishnah say that they're believed in Yehuda and not in Galil? Because of the Ritzua Shalkusim that is mafsik. Ask the Gemara, back to the third line. V'nesa v'shida tevo migdol. So, I have another way. Why, maybe let the Am HaAretz put it into a box, put it into a type of a migdal that's mafsik between the tuma of the Eretz Ha'amim and the container where the oil is. So Gemara says, Amani Rebbe, that wouldn't work because maybe this mission is assuming like Rebbe, to Amar Ohel, Zorak Lashme Ohel. A moving Ohel is not called an Ohel in terms of being mafsik for tuma. So moving Ohel, Titania, the Brisa says, Hanichnas la'Eretz Ha'amim b'shita tevo migdal. If somebody goes into Eretz Ha'amim in this container, that should be mafsik. Rebbe mitami, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda mitaher. And that's why this Mishnah must be assuming like Rebbe that it does not work. And that's why again you can't believe him because there's no way. There's no way to bring it from Galil. Good. Let's just continue and then we'll talk about Ohel Zarek a little bit. V'laisua b'klicheres hamukaf samid pasil. Another option, why don't you put it into an earthenware kli that is tightly sealed? Doesn't that prevent tuma from going in? Right? Mukav Samid Pasil, it's a pasuk in Parshas Chukas. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shonin, Ein Hektish Nitzal B'Samid Pasil. Nope. We have a Misora that Hektish is not saved. Other items in the Samid Pasil in the sealed tight kli are saved from tuma, but Hektish is not saved in the Samid Pasil. V'atanya, alright, don't we have a brisa? Ein chatos nitzalos b'samid pasil. The mechatos, right? Any something related to the paraduma, which we said is the highest level, if you remember. Chulin, meiser sheni, truma, kadshim, mechatos. So the Brisa says that Mechatos is not saved from Summit Pasil. My love, HaKadosh Nitzol, isn't that mashma that the next level down is saved? Only the highest level of Mechatos is not, doesn't become Tame inside, but Kodesh does. The verse is low. No, don't make that diuk. Hamayim she'enon mekudashim nitzolim b'tzamit pasel. No, the diuk is the water after it becomes sanctified for paraduma is not protected. Before it becomes sanctified, it is protected. That's what the diuk is. Nothing to do with the next level down. It has to do with the items that didn't become kadosh yet. Last line, v'yamar ula. But didn't Ula say Chavraya Medachin Begalila? Our friends, our Chaverim, our Mitaher in Galil, our Mitaher, their wine and their oil to use for the Mizbeach in Galil, meaning they're getting it ready, right? And if they're two Ritu is Mafsek, how could they be Mitaher in Galil? Answer, Manichin. No. This is talking about after the Churban HaBayis. Ula. Talking about Ula. Ula didn't live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Talking about they're getting it ready and they're keeping it. They're getting it ready. Manichin ula kishayavo Eliyahu v'yitaharena. This is the roots of the Klei HaMikdash Museum right here, right here. They're getting it ready. It's after the Churban HaBayis. They're getting the oil ready, right? And then when Eliyahu comes, what is Eliyahu going to do? He's going to all of a sudden magically go yitaharena. He's going to say abracadabra. What do you mean? What's he going to do? What's v'yitaharena? It's a very important line in Rashi. Shema yavo Eliyahu. V'yare lohen shvil ba she'enum eretz ha'amim. He's just going to be megala them a path that didn't have the tomb of eretz ha'amim. Right? He's not going to change something, but he's going to be megala. If the kusim live there, the kusim live there. Nothing to talk about. It's already has the tumah. Right? Maybe eventually Chazal would get together the Sanhedrin, and if all of Eretz Yisrael moves to Eretz Yisrael and live here, and then maybe that shvil will be taken over, and then they'll be able to be matara. But that's what Eliyahu is going to do. That depends on the Messias. So it says Eliyahu Navi will show us the shvil. Right? This goes to the major issue that has come up in the past, and that is paskening from Nevuah, paskening like Eliyahu Navi can teach us halacha. Right, the second daf in Shas, Brachas daf Gimel. Eliyahu HaNavi meets Rav Yossi. He taught him three things. Right, now a lot of davin and a churva and all the different details. So the Maariz Chayis there discusses Eliyahu HaNavi. He's allowed to teach me halacha. Lo b'shamayim. Is that allowed to happen? So Rashi here doesn't get into that issue. Rashi says he's not going to teach us any halacha. He's going to be megalus certain realities. That's fine. A navi can tell you certain realities. He's not paskening at all. He's not nevuah. That's what Nevuah is about, right? Certain realities that I don't know. Maybe it's about the future. Rashi says the same thing in Shabbos. Rashi says in Shabbos, Daf Kufches, Rashi says, Im yavo Eliyahu v'yomar, heter v'isser ein talui bo, delo b'shamayim hi. Right, it's not an issue of magic, of telling you a certain halacha. That's for this world, right? Lo b'shamayim hi. We discussed that in Parshas here a couple weeks ago. Right, Loba Shamayhi. But Eliyahu Navi can teach, tell me something that is, I don't know the reality. I don't know where the shvil is. Again, a large topic that we won't get into right now. But let's get back for a minute to the Ohel Zaruk. So Rebbe Paskin's Ohel Zaruk is Lav Shmei Ohel, and that's what we see at the Paskin. Where does this relate to Halacha L'maisa? Airplanes. Airplanes. Two issues. Number one, a Kohen in an airplane flying over a cemetery of a Jewish cemetery, and number two, having Arons on the flights. So we're not going to get into paskening right now. Just going to mention one or two issues. Again, the question is a flight, if you know the flight is going to go over a Jewish cemetery, right? Does El Al have to change their would they change their flight patterns not to go over a Beis HaKfaris as they come in for a landing? Right, Ohel Zaruk. What do you mean? They're in their own Ohel. But Ohel Zaruk Lashmei Ohel, Rebbe Paskins. And number two, is there a lechatchila? Let's say a Kohen knows that almost a large percentage of flights from Kennedy Airport have Aronos on them. So is there a lechatchila for him to fly from Newark? Is there a lechatchila for him to take another flight? Or not? Or does he have to worry about it? So this gets into many issues in terms of the area, the compartment on the plane. Do they line it with the Darvashayna Makabal Tumas? So again, we're not going to get to paskening halacha l'maisa, but one of the issues is Ohel Zaruk. Just to quote two shittas, Rav Moshe discusses this way back in Yoredeya and Chelik Beis in Kuf Samach Dala, 1972. 1972, Ramosha discusses this. He quotes Balas Kvodi, he quotes Abachar Ben Torah Nichbad, he quotes Mitalmidei Yeshivas Eitz Chaim BeAntwerpen, BeMedinas Belgia. He says, he sends this shiloh to them. Ba'aviron Shekorin Arplain, Shemolichin Shameis Lekovro Be'eretz Yisrael. Aser Likoen Likanesham. Kikala Airplane, Afshe Gadol Tuva, V'yeshlo Makom Lamata, Shemunachin Sham Hamasaos. It's a huge area. You put the suitcases somewhere else. V'sham Munach Gam Hameis, Sheish Chatzitza Ben Hameis Lamakom Ha'elyon, Sheyoshim Sham Anashim Anosim, Kulo Kli Echadu. Says Rav Moshe. It's all considered a one kli. V'hu Sham Mateches, Shemakabal Tuma. Umameil, it's metal. Umameil, Eino Choses, B'vriya Tuma, V'nitva Koin, B'tuma So Alameshu, B'isr La V'aseh. Ach yesh la'ayim, and this paragraph is well known. It's taken out of context to be discussed. Says Rav Moshe, maybe you're going to tell me there are only six metals mentioned in the Torah. And maybe this is made out of a metal that's not mentioned. Shishish aminim, zov kesav v'choshes, barzel, bedil, ofares, heim akabim tum avalob aminim achirim, v'ksasa yanirakein. And it appears that way, says Rav Moshe. After all, why didn't the Torah just say like mateches? Then we would say like all metals are included. The Torah went and was mefaretes. So all these six metals, mashma maybe only these six metals. Midahutzra chakra lachshivam bepratius velo bichlal. Ach, then says Rav Moshe, kol davar matechas uklapi shmaya galya. Hashem knew something called aluminum. Hashem knew some new metal. Sheika omine matchas shelachin parton, and that's why maybe the Torah listed them to tell me only these six and not others. V'ha airplane kimidume. She'eno mishisha mini matches elu. Aval Efshar, says Rav Moshe, but then maybe it could be, do we really know what these six metals are? Maybe this metal, maybe aluminum, it's included in one of the, or whatever metal is being used, steel, it's included in one of the six categories that the Torah mentions. So how do we know? V'tzarech lachar leidazet. V'im yizbar shu mimin acher, shu razan Hashem yizbarach, shu yizkala b'doras elu, achronim. And if you say, if we figure out that it is totally a new kind of metal, so we could say it was the Ratzon of Hashem, that this Hashem knew it would be discovered and revealed, so it shouldn't be Tameh, but he says, he's not sure. But that's a very important issue regarding, let's say, also Tfilas Kalim. Right? Tfilas Kalim, we know metal requires for a tefillah. What about a newfangled metal? What about aluminum? V'chulu. And then the last paragraph says, when we didn't all Zaruk, Delav Shmei Oel, Gam Lekula. Right? So in the case, right, there's a Kula and a Chumra by Oel Zaruk, depending on where you're talking about, where the tumah is. So then he says, he's always a pshitus. I don't think you could even be considered an airplane in Oel Zarek. Why? What about before it takes off? It's not an Oel Zarek sitting on the air, on the tarmac, sitting on the ground. So he says, v'gambalozi nichnas l'sham k'shaviron hu omed al karka to Oel Munach. It's not Oel Zarek. So that's where Moshe discusses. Again, has Matzias changed since 1972 in terms of the types of material that's used and other, always have to, whenever one goes through this type of shiloh, one always has to go through the reality of the times and use the principles of the tshuvas, throughout the generations. But again, that is an important, issue of Tumas Kohen. And Rav Shechter, we've quoted this piece in the past, in Ikve Atzon and Simon Lamed Hei, discusses in general the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, and he comes up with a chiddush that, based on other Achronim, Rebbe Elchanan and others, that the Isser of Tumas Kohanim might not even be, per se, the Isser of Tumah, but as he says, an Isser of Hiskarvus, Lemisa, Lemes. Hiskarvus. There's a din that a Kohen is not allowed to be in a room with a Goses. Somebody's about to die. So Pashas, that's because, if a person's about to die, then a Kohen better get out of there, because if he dies, he's going to become Tameh. That's true. What if the Kohen had Nevuah that this person was not going to die? What if he knew he wasn't going to die? There still might be an issue to be in the room. Maybe it's not purely because of Gzeira Shema, but because Goses is Rof Goses in Lemisa. It's still a Hiskarvus Lemes. One. Or, right, the famous discussion of the Rokeach, quoted in the Shach, is an Ashes Kohen allowed to go to a cemetery? An Ashes Kohen who's pregnant allowed to go to a cemetery? Right, sex veka, lakula. Maybe it's a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's a nafel. That's the suffix. Aye, what about bismanazes, sonograms, you know what it is, only one suffix. Big discussion in the postgame. Well, halacha l'maisa, let's say an Ashes Kohen who's pregnant, her grandmother was niftara. She wants to go to the levaya. She allowed to go, halacha l'maisa. So we're talking about halachically. There are minhagim of pregnant women not going to certain places. That's minhagim. But in terms of halacha, is keep it of aim, keep it sabah v'safta, right? In that discussion, he quotes that isur, and he quotes, it could be, even if there's not per se tumah, there's an idea of his scarvas lames. Talks about other examples as well, mesei akum, but also relates there to the airplane question. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Ubashas Agitos, Neman Mafal Truma, right in the middle. At the time of pressing, you believed on Truma too. Viramini, really? You believed on Truma at the time of the pressing? But don't we learn in a Mishnah in Taharos? Hagomer Zesav, let's say somebody's gathering their olives. They're in the middle of gathering their olives. Yishayer Kupa Achas, Vietnelani Kohen. So before he finishes gathering, meaning before Gemar Malacha. So the olives are not Makabal Tuma yet. Before but Gemar Malacha, give a package to an ani kohen. To a kohen. Why dafke an ani? Discussion in the Rishonim, not for now. But basically, make sure to give the package of olives before Gemar Malacha. What do you mean before Gemar Malacha? I thought you believed. Don't worry, even after Gemar Malacha. Our Mishnah says, at the time of the pressing, the Amaretz is believed to say it's Tahar. So why here? Does he have to make sure to give it before Gemar Malacha? Before it's Mekabel Tuma? Two answers. Answer number one, number of Nachman, Lokasha, Abacharfi, Abafli. We're talking about the late bloomers. You're right, if it was Shas HaKitos, he'd be believed. But here we're talking about the late bloomers. So in the late bloomers, it's not going to be, they're not going to be believed. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ava, Kegon Mai, Ka'osan Shel Beis Avicha. What is Kegon Mai like? Like, what's an example of late bloomers? Like those of your fathers, right? Those that he had late blooming olives. Rav Yosef Amar, a different answer, Begalila Shanu. Maybe they're not believed in Galil. Why? Galil didn't have as much Hashgacha in terms of their pressing plants. So that's why they wouldn't be believed in Galil. Really? Is that true? Eisve Abaya, Aver Hayardin v'Galil, Harei Henki Yehuda. The Brisa says, Aver Yardin and Galil are just like Yehuda. In what way? Ne'emanim ala yayin b'shas hayayin v'la shemen b'shas hashemen. At the time that you're involved in what you should be involved in, then it's good you're ne'eman. Avalo ala yayin b'shas hashemen v'la ala shemen b'shas hayayin. You're not believed in the other times, but you believed in those times per se? Question mark, right? So how do what do you mean you're not believed in Galil? You are believed. Okay, go back to the first answer. Fine. Vayter avra agidos v'chavavavadim v'heviu lo chavishoyayin. What happens if the time passed? The time passed and they bring you some oil. What do we say? You know, can you bring it to me in a few months, please? Right, we're not supposed to take it. Because we don't believe them then. What happens? What if he took it? What if the guy says, I'm not taking no for an answer? Here it is. And he puts it down and he leaves. So what does the Kohen do now? So if I would have gotten it at the time of the pressing, I can believe him that it's Tahar. Right now, I'm not allowed to believe him. Could I save it? Can I save it for 4 months? And then, at the time of the pressing, well, if I would get it today, I would believe him. So now, I could believe him. So Amrle Tani Tua says, we learned it already. We learned it in a mission in Mesechas Demai. Chaver Va'am Ha'aretz. Rabosai, we have to keep in mind, we've been in Tumah Vatara. I met somebody yesterday. They said, I feel like I'm drowning in Tumah Vatara. I said, you can't be drowning. We're drowning in Torah, the different areas of Torah. And if we feel like we're drowning, we just got to learn how to swim. Right? That's the message. That's the message. The message isn't just to say, this isn't my cup of tea. This is what it means, commitment. You know, as we build up towards Yevamos, you know, commitment means that we push. And we have to, again, make every daf exciting and interesting and awesome. And as every daf is, we just have to just sometimes work a little harder to relate it. But just because, you know, we get to, instead of focusing on Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma and Sukkah, today we had Mishnayos in Taharos and Demai and other Toseftas in Taharos. We have to say, okay, this is what's on my plate for today, and this is how I have to view it. It's all part of Torah. It's all one unit. Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, the language of the Tosefta in Masechta Sanhedrin. Okay, so the Mishnah says in Demai, right? We're about to give an answer again to the question. If I got it, am I allowed to save it for the next time? So, Chaver v'Am Aretz Yarshu Azaviyam Am Aretz. A Chaver and Am Aretz. You have two brothers. One is a Chaver, Talmud Chacham, and one is an Am Aretz. Their father died, And the father left him a lot of assets. So, Yacholo Marlo, Tol Ata Chitim Shemakam Ploni, Vani Chitim Nakam Ploni, Tol Ata Yayin Shemakam Ploni, Vani Yayin Shemakam Ploni. What could the Chaver say? Every item, when the father died, was already earmarked for each child. Right? This is the Sugya Brera. But let's say there's 50 bushels of wheat. So you're allowed to say, these 25 are yours, these 25 are mine. And you're allowed to say, these 25 were always yours, and these 25 are always mine. That's fine. Within wheat, within barley, within one item. But what happens if I want one item and I want you to have another item? You take the apples and I'll take the oranges. Is that allowed? The answer is no, because that's considered a transaction now. When the father dies, every child gets a little bit of everything, earmarked. If I say, you take this and I take that, that's called a transaction. And me as the chaver, I'm not allowed to do that. Because I'm not allowed to sell something to an Am Haaretz if I know he's not going to treat it properly. What do you mean treat it properly? There's an Isser to be going Tuma to items in Eretz Yisrael, that is that of Tara. So I'm not allowed to, that's Lifnei Iver, as the Rishonim here say. Going Tuma to Ochel Tara in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why I'm allowed to split up something within wheat or within wine. But Aval, Lo Yomer Lo, Tol Atalach Vani Yavesh. You take the liquids and I'll take the solids. He doesn't want the liquids because they're already mekabel tuma. So I'll take all the dry items, the chaver says. Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Tol atachitim ani sorim. Or you take the wheat and I take the barley. That cannot be done because that's considered a transaction after the fact. Vitani alah. So what does the chaver do? If the chaver gets items that were already roi lekabel tuma, and it might be tuma, so what does he do? He can't eat it. It's already considered that his brother also owned this partially. And therefore, it's ochel v'nam ha'aretz, which you're not allowed to partake of. Might be tamei. So osa chaver, sorry v'alach, umaniyach ha'yavesh. Anything that might be tamei, which is the liquids or the wet, he has to burn. Remember, truma tamei, a kohen is allowed to get benefit from as it gets destroyed. What's called hana'as kilui. So that's all he could do. That's what the Brisa says. So says the Gemara, amai, but according to what we just said, that you're allowed to save it for the Gat Haba, and then, that was the question, can you save it and then assume it's tar? So Yanichen la Gat Haba, why don't we do that here? Why didn't the Mishnah suggest that? Why didn't the Tosefta, expanding on the Mishnah, suggest that you could just save it? Answer, B'davar Shein Lo Gat. Maybe we're talking about items that don't have a pressing season. Rashi says, like date truma, that you want to press into beer. Right, so that there's no pressing season for that. So why don't you wait till Yontif? That's another Mishnah. On the Yom Tovin, the Amei Aretz are also believed because everybody's betar themselves for the regel. No, it's not going to last. So that's not going to last. So that's why, meaning there's no raya against our suggestion. It could be that you're allowed to save it. It's just that it wouldn't last in this case. Okay, again, Lifnei Iver is a large topic as well in terms of this. That's what the root issue here is, that I'm going to violate Rashi quotes on the third skinny line. V'nimsa chaver zeh machlifalo. V'over, but Lifnei Iver, let's see, din mechshol. I'm putting the Am Haaretz in a difficult situation. Just one ha'ara about Lifnei Iver, it's the huge topic, but the Klei Yakar points out, the Minchas Chinuch really asked the question after the Klei Yakar. And that is, Lifnei Iver, what does that mean? I'm not allowed to set up my friend to do an Aveira. I'm not allowed to be an aider and an abettor. Lifnei Iver, I'm not allowed to give him bad advice. Rashi says, what about if I put a rock in front of somebody who's blind? Literally. Somebody who's blind and I put a rock there and he trips over it. Or even if he doesn't. I'm a bad guy. That's true. I violate V'yahat L'recha Kamocha. That's true. Do I violate Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Mechshol? Do I violate that Aveira? If you look in all the Monia Mitzvos, they don't say it. If you look in the Rambam and the Chinuch, they don't quote, it is usher to put a rock in front of a blind person because it says Lifnei Iver. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I wonder if the Pshuto Shel Mikra is included in the Pasuk. And why wouldn't it be? Drash is always one level up. That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. The Klei Yakar, 300 years before the Minchas Chinuch, answers the question. The Klei Yakar says, look at the last phrase in the Pasuk. Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol, Ani Hashem. What does Ani Hashem always mean? It means, even if you don't think anybody knows, I know. I know. So giving bad advice. Nobody knows if I'm giving bad advice. Maybe it's good advice. Nobody knows. I know deep down that it's bad advice. So Ani Hashem. Why does it say Ani Hashem there? If you put a rock in front of a blind person, you don't need the world's greatest scientist to figure out that what you did was evil. Right? You wouldn't need any Hashem there. That's why it says the Klei Yakar, the Pshutel Shel Mikra, is giving bad advice. It's not Lifnei Iver. It's not literally Lifnei Iver, because it says Ani Hashem. Right? That's literally Lifnei Iver, see the Mikshol. But if you read Ani Hashem, modifying the first half of the Pasuk, that's why Chazal, you look at Rashi. Rashi on the Pasuk quotes, giving bad advice. Because that's how Chazal understood the Pshutel Shel Mikra. Obviously, if you put the rock there, you're violating other Averis. But L'samon Adam Re'echa, you're violating. But that is what is the pshat of the discussion of the Klei Yakar and the Minchas Chinuch.
According to this reasoning, if you had actually two different batches, apples and oranges, the apples were actually already tameh.
If you have apples and oranges and all the apples were tameh, no, the chaver has to take a, if they're already tameh, meaning. So you're not saving him. See, but it's so, maybe there won't be any lifnei iver then, right? If you take some, then you're saving him from, let's say, doing a certain behaviors that would be inappropriate with tamei with tamei items.
You're saving him from making the oranges tamei.
But you should take the oranges then and give him the apples, because then you wouldn't have the problem. You're saving him from making the oranges tamei. I'm not sure. Could be in that case, because then if you just give him items that are vaday tamei. Interesting. Okay, two dots. The Imamar here for Ashi Lasoka Revias Kodesh Neman. As the Mishnah said, if he says about his Shruma, well, there's some Kodesh in there too, that he's Neman. Because he's believed to say anything about Kodesh, as we said, Amas Kodesh Alav. It's not awesome. The Mishnah says, here we go, Aholus. Another Mesech in Taurus. Says the Mishnah, Mod Mishnah Meves Hillel. Shebotkin lo Osei Pesach Vein Botkin lo Chle Truma. The halach is, as we know, there's something called the Beis HaPras. We had a Beis HaPras a few weeks ago where there is a field that there was a kever somewhere in there. Now it's lost. You don't know where the kever is. But there might be bone fragments of the kever somewhere, you know, in the grass. And a bone fragment is Matami Mi Bimaga. Right? Not Ba'o, Abimaga. So it was plowed over. So you assume maybe, so it could be that the plow hit the kever. Tosfos says in the beginning of Moed Katan that they didn't bury them as deeply as we bury them Bizman Hazeh. So it was more commonly they didn't have like a bulldozer to get deep down in. But now they didn't have shovels. How deep could you get with a shovel? So they weren't as deeply in the ground. So let's say I need to go through a certain field in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, I need to go through. Am I allowed to go through this field and just be careful I don't step on any bone fragments? So Beis HaMikdash both agree. So for Osei Pesach, both kin lo Osei Pesach, that you are allowed to check. You're allowed to check for Osei Pesach. Well, talking about what do you have to do to check. Vein both kin lo Ochlei Truma. But for Ochlei Truma, we are not so mech on this bedika. Why? Because there's no time pressure. So take the long way around. Rashi says, "Tekivan dein zman kavua la'achila yamtin shiva yamim." Or if you go through, wait 7 days. Maybe you became a kabel tamei meis. Only by Pesach, where there's the time pressure. My bothkin, how do you do bdika? By the way, according to for kachim, Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel manafech adam beis apras v'holech. A person goes close to the ground and blows. He blows. Any bone fragment would blow away, and he wouldn't step on it. You blow, and that's why you keep it clean. If you know it was totally trampled by people, a lot of people have walked through there, then you also know it's tar, so you're bodek if it was trampled. Bodek of a lot of people have used this path. For Osei Pesach, where there is a time pressure, there's just a chash ba'alma, so we don't think anything. It's a derabbanan. Beis HaPras is not a derabbanan, so we're not mamid our words b'makam karis. Lo ochlei truma amida devrei b'makam misa. But for ochlei truma, where if somebody eats truma when they're tame, it's serious. So they were mamid their words again because there is no time pressure. Ibailu badak lepischo maushiyocha b'trumasa. What if you checked? What if you checked and it's good? Are you allowed to eat truma then? You allowed to consider that enough? So Ula Amar Badak Lepischo Mutar Lechol B'Trumaso. Yes. Rather Ula Amar Badak Lepischo Asur Lechol Trumaso. It's Asur. Armalei Hu Saba Lo Tif Lo Galei De Ula. The certain elder said, "Don't argue on Ulu." Said this Mutar. Ditzan Kavasei, because our Mishnah is like Ula. V'Yamamer Efrashi L'Socher V'Yis Kodesh Neman. You see, if this Kodesh mixed in, he's Neman. Alma midemehem and Hakodesh mehemenami at Truma. Once he's believed for the Kodesh, he's also believed for the Truma. Hachanami midemehem and Pesach mehemenami at Truma. So too, he is believed. Period. Last section. Kali Yayin Kali Shemin Achulu. Tana. So the last Mishnah discussed that the Kali Yayin and Shemin that were midumaos, they're believed B'shas, right, meaning it's not Kodesh yet, so they're believed only based on the potential. We already said the maskana of the Gemara. Tana, ein ne'emanim, lo ala kankanim, lo ala truma. You're not believed on the barrels themselves, only what's inside. Believe on the Kodesh inside, but not on the barrels, and not on the truma at a time when it's not... right in the time beforehand, when it's not the time of the Gittos. Kankanim demai. What kankanim are we talking about? E kankanim to Kodesh. If it's kankanim full of karbanos, kadshim, not karbanos, whatever, wine and oil. So migad mehemen kodesh mehemen namei kankanim. What, you're going to say the inside is tar, the barrels are tamei? That can't work. Ella, so what does this brisa mean that you're not believed on the barrels? Ella kankanim de truma. We're talking about kankanim of truma. So Gemara says, pshita. That's the obvious the other way. Hashta atruma lo mehemen. Akankana mehemen. What's this one you're not believed on? So what is this brisa saying? When are you not believed on the barrels? So ela bere kanim de kodesh. Ubishayimos ashana. The empty barrels. It used to have kodesh in there, and that was then you believed. But then you believed for the barrels. But at other times, when it's the rekanim, when it's empty, then you are not believed on the barrels. Ubimalayin de truma ubishas hagitos. And even by the malayin of truma, bishas hagitos, when you would be believed for the truma, but you're still not believed for the barrels, right? That's what Rashi quotes. We give you a special hefter for the truma because we don't want to be mafsid rov trumos in Eretz Yisrael, because the Ami Haaretz had so many areas of land that they were bringing from, so we dafka give that nemanis there. Period. Tznan kadayin v'kadishem min hamudumaos myla midumos de truma. The last Mishnah says the kadim, the barrels that are meduma. Doesn't this mean meduma for truma? And it says you're believed. Amri, debay Rabbi Chia, medumos the kodesh. No, it's meduma for, it has kodesh in there. Says the Gemara, mika dimula kodesh. You never have that verb. What, it's, and nothing's ever tevel for kodesh. Never something you have to separate for kodesh. Truma, you have to take off. You never have to take off kachim. Amri, debay Rabbi Eloi, you're right. But he's planning on it. Bimitar es tivlo li tomi menon nesachim. That's your plan. And this is where the Tosfos is. It's your plan. But you didn't do it yet. That's why you're going to have certain heterim, but not as much as if it's kodesh already based on emas hakodesh. Kodem legito shivim yom. You have 70 days before. Amar abayish mabina. Dinahu de'iluya arisa. It is, we learn from this Mishnah, that it's appropriate for each sharecropper, lemitrach agulfe shivim yom and mikame matzarta, to start already 70 days before the pressing season, to start being matzar the kalim. Because you see here, 70 days before, it's already time that you could believe the ameha aretz. So too, you should want you to know that that's what an aris's job is as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be fed up from the last cycle, Yom Kippur's daf, and Beth Hashem, we will continue. Beth Hashem, Sunday, with the last daf, Beth Hashem, to see him on Seder Moed, last daf in Chagiga, on Daf Chav Zayin, and Beth Hashem, on Monday, we start the world of Seder Nashim. Tell your friends and family, tell all those who want to join, right? When's the next time you're going to get to do Yavamitz with hundreds of thousands of people? You know, right now. You got to do it at some time. We have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, right? So you might as well, no better time than the present to start right after Yom Kippur in this cycle with Maseches Yavamitz. Okay, we'll stop here.